I hope Matt's okay with it.
I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, couple of things NFL-wise. Ja'Marr Chase back on the practice field for the Cincinnati Bengals in uniform. Remember, he's been playing the stupid holdout game and being unprofessional and trying to out-leverage instead of just being a football player and getting paid like from being a football player. Ja'Marr Chase finally on the practice field for the Cincinnati Bengals. Remember, they are the week three opponent for the Washington Commanders. Number two from the NFL. Bill Belichick, who's got more jobs than Linnell, and I mean that as a compliment, is now not only on job number six with the 33rd team and Mike Tannenbaum, which I'm happy to see because I like Mike and I like the 33rd team, but he announced on Pat McAfee's show today that he has done something that you're not going to believe. Bill Belichick has joined... Wait for it. Snapface. Or Instagram.
What'd you call it, Snapface?
Yeah, that's what he called it. Didn't he call it Snapface?
Yeah, he did.
I think it was Snapface, I believe. Snapface. Oh, Instaface.
My book.
Oh, he called it Instaface today. I think he called it Snapface like 3 years ago. Bill Belichick is on Instagram. Bill Belichick is a media mogul. Bill Belichick.
You know what Bill Belichick's got? A really smart agent that told him to do all this media because he is going to be the most sought-after head coach on the market.
Yeah. You know one other big one that I sent you that I tweeted about, I think, earlier this morning, but it was so long ago. A dude I used to work with when I was covering the Commanders for SI. He covered the 49ers for SI as well. SI.com, I should say. His name is Grant Cohn. C-O-H-N.
Grant Cohn. No offense to Grant Cohn. A lot of the stuff that he like has been putting out, I think, is like he's trying to get clicks.
Of course he is.
No,
of course he is.
But everyone's trying to get clicks.
I'm not telling you it's true, not telling you it's not, whatever. I mean, I'm skeptical. But he reported that a source in the 49ers organization told him that they ownership is pissed at Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch for what? For spending too much money to bring back Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. And don't forget, they did an extension on Christian McCaffrey's deal, and they still got a deal with Brock Purdy's deal after this year and the rest of their roster. Ownership apparently is pissed that they haven't won a Super Bowl, number one. Number two, that they're spending too much money and that they were hoping to save money. You know what that's called? Jed York, Denise York, any kind of York peppermint patty, Parag Marath, whatever his name is. You know what that's called? It's called stupidity. It's called unaware, tone deaf, not understanding what league you're in.
So
you are going to pay great players big time money. That's it, period. If you want great players, you got to pay them. And oh, by the way, one team wins the Super Bowl every year, and they were one play away. They were one stinking, lousy fourth down run by Patrick Mahomes on a quarterback keeper away from winning the Super Bowl.
So I'll say this, right? What that reminds me of is how messy the divorce was between the York family, Trent Baalke, and Coach Harbaugh.
Yes.
That is what this reminds me of.
Yep.
I don't know much about Grant Cohn. If what he's saying is true, and they don't win it this year, and they fall drastically short of expectations.
Drastically short is different than losing an overtime game to the Chiefs.
I'm just saying, I'm using that context.
Yeah, I don't think it's out of the question that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch get, you know, like they decide to part ways after this year if things don't go right. and meaning they lose in the first round of the playoffs or don't make the playoffs or whatever, which I think they will, and we'll get to that more tomorrow. All right, last thing on the docket. The Nationals opened up their little mini two-game series over the horrible, wretched Marlins last night. 6-2 win. That's 8-0 against the Fish this year. Tonight,
gave up two runs to the Marlins?
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. Tonight, they go for win number 9 in a row before a four-game set next week. But the most encouraging sign, before he leaves the Nationals, Patrick Corbin has decided to wait until the most insignificant time of the year and the most insignificant period of his contract to actually pitch good. 5 2/3 last night, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 8 Ks, 3 walks, the win. He's now 5-12 with a 5.41 ERA. Listen, his contract is up at the end of the year. There's no way he's coming back, but it is good after so many years of struggles. He's now pitched well in several, I think it's 3 games in a row, 3 wins in a row. Mackenzie Gore goes for another good start tonight. He's pitched well his last couple of times out. Their starting pitching has been terrific. Their bullpen has been way better all year, even after the trade deadline, than people thought it was. 6-2 over the Marlins last night. Again, they go for 9 in a row against Miami, a team that used to give them all sorts of problems. So kudos to Davey Martinez's troops. And you know what, Linnell? One of the worst fielding teams in baseball and a disaster over the weekend. They didn't commit an error last night. You know who's worse? The Marlins. They committed two.
Were there any base running mistakes?
Yes. Dylan Cruz. Well, I don't know if you would call it a mistake. Dylan Cruz got thrown out trying to steal second in the first inning. But Jacob Young had a really aggressive run home, if you will, or take off from third on an infield chopper to score the, I think it was the fifth run, maybe it was the sixth run, I can't remember, in the eighth inning. Yeah, it was the, actually it was in the top of the ninth, my bad. So it was the sixth run in the top of the ninth, that's what, but it was really aggressive. It was, you know, good eye, good everything, whatever. All right, so the Nationals coming up 6:40, first pitch over on the Fan, 6:10, the pregame coverage. And that, my friends, is how you do clean up on aisle 3.
Clean up on aisle 3.